Hey there, Donna Ashton here, and welcome back to 4 Day Weekends. Today, I have a very special guest and a mentor of mine as I've worked with her, Lynn Schuessler Williams. She is a pattern breaker and a reset specialist who helps people reset the subconscious patterns that keep them stuck. She's also the founder of the Wise Woman Collective, the Be More Conference for Women, and the co-founder of the Bridge Collective, where she brings community, clarity, and real transformation to life. Oh, and her first job was guessing ages and weights at an amusement park. She's always had a knack for seeing what's underneath. So, Lynn, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Donna. I'm so excited to be here.
Glad to have you, and it's so fun that you added that in about the guessing the weights and the ages. I know you told me that story. It's super fun, and you are a super fun person.
Thank you. I like people who are super fun, so I hope sometimes I am at least.
Well, we're on here gonna have we have fun. Otherwise, we don't do it. I think
That's
that's the
right.
way of it these days. So let's jump in. I'm just going to tell from my experience what you helped me do, because I think that's a great segue into your work. And when I met Lynn, we had a conversation, and I think I met you at a networking. And then I was like, oh, I have to sign up for her call to talk to her a little bit more. I was at this place where I was like, okay, I'm coming into my new business. I have all these things that I want to do. And I've worked with a lot of other coaches and practitioners to let go of things, cut cords, reset patterns, do all of the things, tapping. I did all the things, which I know you have told me you did all the things too. And she was like, oh no, this is going to be a really simple way. And her story was like, I was able to let go with it just doing this very short, little, easy thing. And I was like, I'm in. So the price was amazing. You got two 90-minute sessions with her, and it was just great. I was just telling her before we started recording that I was even able to use it myself, which one thing I really loved about the process is that she's like, I want to teach you how to do it so you can do it on your own, which is very different from most coaching and things you do where they want you to keep coming back and getting more and paying more money. And you can still do some extra sessions with Lynn, but I feel like I got what I needed. I was able to even do it again by myself, and it was very successful. So I love the fact that she's empowering people to take this on, which it really meshes up with what I'm doing here. Become your own coach, trust your own intuition and your own instincts. You don't have to give all your autonomy over to someone else, learning how to do this.
Amen.
And it wasn't like something I had to go do that was going to be this big hard thing. It was actually much more simple than I thought. So it was great to break some old familial patterns, is the word I think.
Yes.
Family crap, basically, and some money issues and some other stuff that it had cut things that had from my past that I hadn't told anyone before, who I hadn't even thought about before. And we were able to cut that. And I also wanted to tell you that I had several situations come up where I was that little kid again. Like we talked about this with my gym teacher or whatever, where I was very shamed and embarrassed. And something, another situation came up not long after. I felt the feeling for a moment and I was like, oh, it was a completely different situation, but I was in that same place and I felt like chastised almost. And I thought, oh, no. And I just let it go. It was enough to recognize it may be one of those branches. That was just because it wasn't exactly the same situation, but it was like this, I don't have to carry that anymore. And I just let it go and then responded to the person later and everything was fine. It was so interesting. It made the connection of, oh, this is very similar feelings that I had for the other thing, even though a completely different situation. So.
I love hearing that, Donna. I love hearing that. And we have patterns in our lives that come from all kinds of different things. And Donna, you mentioned a branch. We use the analogy of a tree to talk about our programs and conditions because sometimes there'll be a main branch to something and there'll be a twig or a leaf or a mini branch off that branch. And it could be the same. Like yours was clearly Oh, this is just another iteration of that. And you got the awareness. You were just present to it,
Yes.
got the awareness that said, yeah, this is not in my experience anymore. I'm not seeing the world through the filter of that anymore
Exactly.
because I've removed that program or conditioned response that was behind that. So that twig was gone with the branch. And sometimes the extra branch or the little twig out on the end of a branch is just different enough that it needs its own reset. But you knew, you were
Yeah,
like,
I
oh no.
recognize. At first, I was like, and then it was, oh, I recognized it.
Right.
Maybe it was just an echo of whatever was there.
Right.
It was
Right. Or
enough for
you
maybe I
hadn't
needed
thought
that
before.
awareness to go, oh, this is something I've already let
Yes.
go.
Yeah. Sometimes we reset something and we just haven't thought of all the ways that showed up in our lives
Right.
before. I'll tell our listeners quickly my story of the thought that held me captive for 54 years, because it's a great example of exactly that. So when I was 8 years old, it was the late 60s. My dad owned a regional trucking company in the Southeast. And Jimmy Hoffa, who is a famous mob boss, right, organized crime boss, was in charge of the Teamsters Union at the time. And they were pressuring my father to give them more concessions than just the national agreement, which he'd already signed. And he was refusing. And one day he got a call that said, you know, are you ready to sign that contract? And he said, no. And they said, well, you know, we saw your little girl walking to school today and she had on a red sweater and a blue skirt, and it'd be a shame if she didn't make it home. And that little girl was me. And this went on for about 4 years till I was 12, when eventually he lost the company, went out of business due to all this pressure, and then we moved away. It took me a long time to become aware of what that thought was that this experience left me with and how it wove through all the areas of my life. But the thought was, it just isn't safe to be too successful. It's better to fly under the radar. Doesn't matter how smart you are, like, don't be too pretty. Don't be too smart. Don't be too skinny and cute. Don't be too right. So you can trace this thought through my relationship with food, my body, men, academia, right? It's a
School,
thread,
right,
right?
business,
If we go back to
everything.
the tree analogy, it's a vine going through the whole dang tree, right? I became aware of it at the age of 38. I had been experiencing it since I was 8, but I
Yeah, but
got
your dad wasn't
consciously
like telling
aware.
you about the Teamsters
Right.
following you to school when you were
Right.
eight, but you knew some, you got the
Right.
vibes of it,
I
right?
knew something was going on
Right.
when I was a child, but I couldn't have articulated what it was. And it all came out when I was 38. My father just told me the story. And my immediate reaction to the story was, well, that explains a lot. Because I instantly felt the feeling of it isn't safe to be too successful. And I knew that feeling. It was familiar. It had been a filter through which I saw myself and the world for 30 years at that point, right?
Right.
So I was already a personal development and spiritual development junkie at that point in my life. I had been since I was about 18. And so I'd already been at it 20 years. And I got really focused on, I'm getting rid of this. This will not run my life. And I did multiple hypnotherapies. I was certified in tapping 25 years ago when they mailed you a big binder and CDs
Wow.
to take the course. It was on and on and on. Like things, I did processes, all of them that you've heard of, EMDR and NLP and hypnosis, and just on. And if anybody said, I have a way to rewire your brain, I have a way to reduce your limiting beliefs, I had a library. My husband said to me 15 years ago, if you bring one more book in this house, and I said, do not draw a line in the sand. You know, I'm going to cross unless you mean for me to cross it. Just build me another bookshelf, right? Like, no, I'm on this mission and I will get it done. And I even wrote a book 10 years ago called 9 Little Words to Change Your Results. And the subtitle was Releasing Old Patterns and Moving Forward with 3 Short Phrases. So I was on a mission to get this done, right? It took up a lot of space in my life. but it never really did it. That my book is a thinking tool. And the truth is, when we have subconscious programs and conditions, we can't think our way out of them. We can't talk our way out of them. They have become these subconscious filters and we get anchored in them. And so that's the thought that got reset for me at the 54-year mark, right? When I learned reset it. And it really is just, as you said the word simple. It's a simple process based on neuroscience and quantum physics that allows us to reset those programs and conditions and embedded subconscious embedded beliefs.
I love that it's both worlds, right? And I feel like, yes, we've been trying to do all this stuff. Like you said, talk your way out of it,
right.
Say mantras, whatever, all
yeah.
these things. Or you're over here trying to meditate your way out of it or something.
Right.
But you had to have both sides of it, the understanding how the brain works. You can't just have the mystical, metaphysical side. Maybe there's something over
yeah.
there, but to bridge that through of, okay, understanding how the brain works, there's the science
yeah.
behind it, right? And then it's like putting it together and going, what is the best way? Which I know the founder, and I can't remember his name, like was able to take both worlds. And I feel like that's what's happening outdoors anyway, like out in the world right now. Like we are meshing together
yeah.
the scientific and the metaphysical, and we're bringing everything together and seeing. And I also like the male and the female. I feel like this whole thing, which is a little bit off topic, but if there was the matriarchy, then there was the patriarchy, and we all just need to live. We all just need to be one. We all just need to live together and be together in harmony. So
those are examples of social programs, right? It is amazing. We can go back in history and look at, there were social programs around matriarchy, and then there were social programs even longer from patriarchy. And then there was, those are just social constructs that we are programmed to see ourselves and the world through. That's exactly the stuff we reset. And we are bombarded in today's world with, just watch an American TV football game and watch all the commercials if you would like a definition of social programming, because it is, what does it mean? How should women look? What should you eat and drink when you're watching football? We can all list the things that we're programmed to eat and drink during football.
Oh,
and
yeah.
that's totally a media driven thing, right?
Yeah.
So it's really interesting. We get those programs from people, our parents, teachers, siblings, friends, bosses, all the people say things that enter into our subconscious and we keep them there and they become these filters. But then also society, what's it mean to be smart? What's it mean to be a successful entrepreneur? What's it mean to be a woman? What's it mean to be a man? What's it mean to tall, purple, whatever? Like all of those things have social programs that come with us.
Yeah. Now, if you just look back, even you were talking about the late 60s and 70s, like just as our age group, if you just look at what people have overcome, like women's
yeah.
rights and racial equality and all of these things that are good and necessary, but there's all the stuff that's bound up in it. And if I was old enough in the 70s, I would have been wearing my bras. I would have been out there doing all the things.
Absolutely.
But at the same time, it's okay, great. But there's a lot of stuff that's left over from all of that. When I started hearing this new feminine way, and I thought, that's interesting. I understand, and I am all about that. But I don't want another program. Like you're saying, I don't want to be told I have to do this the feminist way or whatever, right? I want to do it my way.
And you're right to see that all of those things, right? All the ways that somebody is putting a label on something and telling us the new best way to do something is this. That's just another program. And when you reduce or eliminate your programming and conditioning and the responses that you have to life and to your own thoughts that are through the filters of your programs and conditions, when you remove those filters, what you're left with is your authentic self seeing without the filters yourself and the world around you and life and all the things. And you no longer need to buy into those constructs that don't belong to you, because that's what they are. Programs and conditions are just mental constructs and filters in our subconscious that don't belong to our authentic selves. The day Donna was born, nobody had told her what it meant to be a smart woman, what it meant to be tall or short, or none of those things existed in your consciousness yet, right? So when we can go back to that purer self, free of that stuff, free of it is really the right word, because it is freedom. It feels like freedom.
Yeah. And I remember when we did our first session, I was like, well, how do I know if it's my stuff? Do I actually think this? Do I believe this? Or is this something I've been carrying around? Like, where did these thoughts come from? There are some things I know are my thoughts. As an adult, I've made a decision to not do this or to do this, but then those
Right.
leftover pieces, and it is like clearing out and pruning out that tree to try to get through all of that stuff to get down to the base of what is actually mine, right? Or
Right.
what I really believe as Donna, and to clear out the rest of all that stuff, because we don't always know where it came from. We might think
don't have to.
We might think it's ours, which we had to go through some of those exercises to say, is this showing up as somebody
Right.
else's, right? And then it was like, okay,
Right.
that's not mine. That's not mine.
And if
I
we
understand.
asked ourselves that question intellectually, if you had an experience, Donna, and you said, oh, is my reaction to that my reaction, or is that the reaction based on a program or condition? One of the things we teach our clients in those first two sessions is how to test for that, how to recognize whether it's yours or not. That's part of the process. So you don't have to know what it is. You don't have to know whether it's yours or not going in. And you also don't have to know where it came from ever.
I love that.
Like 100% ever. We are not talking about analyzing the past here. That is not what Reset It is here to do at all.
That's what makes it so great, because I have done those other things where you think back to when you were a child. When was the first time this happened? And what color was it? And all this, whatever. And
Right.
if we can't remember much before we were seven and this happened when I was three, how am I supposed to remember it?
Thomas Edison, who was obviously a famous inventor, had a practice reportedly where he sat in a rocking chair and put a rock in his hand, and he held that hand over a tin bucket so that if he fell asleep, he would drop the rock and it would wake him up. And he called this process going to the land of the solutions. And I would tell you that what he was doing was exactly what we do in the Reset It process. We use what we call a state of presence. And he was being so fully present to the quantum energy field where all the solutions live, right? The connection to the infinite, whatever you want to call that. He was going there, and he called it going to the land of the solutions. And when you do that, you are wide open to the quantum energy field. You're open to receive whatever it is you need to know. It's intuition on steroids, I sometimes say, right?
Right. Tap in. And I
Learning
love
to.
this idea of the rock, because so many times I've meditated and then I
Yeah.
fall asleep.
Right. Well, we don't generally in Reset It, we don't go there that long to actually fall asleep, but it is. In so many ways, I love that phrase of going to the land of the solutions, because in that space, your programs and conditions can't exist, and you can know what you need to know about what's happening. One of those ways that when we're in that space, and once you become aware, it's the old reticular activating system at work. It's like the yellow Volkswagen. Once you see one, they're everywhere. Your brain is designed to filter, to show you. Out of the 40 billion bits of data that it's bombarded with, it filters those down to 10 or 15 bits at a time. And those are filtered according to what you give your attention and your awareness to. If you're giving your attention and your awareness to what your programs and conditions have been in life, you're likely to see some more. And it might be a good idea to have this simple process in your back pocket at any time to pull it out and go, is this mine? And if it's not, decide whether you want to reset it or not, and then do it. That's the beauty of it. That's the freedom of it.
Yeah, for sure. And I love that you said about the deciding. And I remember when you were teaching, that is a big,
Yeah.
it is part of the process
Yep.
to decide to let it
To
go because
choose.
you have to make
Yes.
that conscious decision
Yes. Is
to
a
say,
choice.
it is a choice. I no longer want this.
And it is never my choice. When I'm teaching this, Donna, it's so important for my clients to understand I'm not here to go, oh, that sounds like a program. You might want to reset that. That is not what we're doing here. For instance, in a clinical therapy setting, you might have a therapist say, this particular thing, whatever it is not a healthy behavior. They might label that and say, whatever. I am here to say, you test it, you decide, is it yours or not? If it's not yours, then you get to decide whether to reset it, because going into a state of presence is always a choice and it's your choice. And resetting something is always a choice and it's your choice. So I'm not here to judge that or dictate that in any way.
Yeah, that's also great. It's very empowering what you're
Yes.
teaching. And I alluded to that at the beginning, but it is very much like I am letting you
Yes.
be in the driver's seat. You're just there on the side going, okay, don't forget to put your indicator
Right.
on. Stop at the red light. You know, you're there to guide you,
Yeah.
guide your clients or your people who you're teaching this to. And even though I was really talking about some deep things, I never felt
Yeah.
like I was being shamed or it felt weird or I was being pressured or anything. It was more
Right.
like it's totally up to you. This is yours to take
Yeah.
care of or not.
People don't even have to tell me the whole story either when they're learning it. I've had clients who have had something they just didn't want to verbalize, whatever that was. And we would just pick a name for it. Like sometimes we would say, I'm going to call that leaf,
Okay.
right? Or I'm going to call that purple. I'm going to call it whatever. That's how we're going to refer to it. And you know what it means. I don't have to know what it means,
Right.
right? It can be that. I don't have to know. Now, often clients do talk through stuff because that awareness sometimes comes when you haven't really thought about something before.
Yeah.
You think, oh, that happened. And then sometimes it helps to say, here's what it was, to so that someone else can help you hear where you said a word that could lead us to what the programming or conditioning was.
I did
That
find
can be
that
very
it was very
helpful.
helpful to have you because you were just start talking out loud. I was just naming some different things and then
Yeah.
you put it together like these things feel like they
Here's
could
what
be
I
on that
heard. Yeah.
same bind. How does it feel? Probably the way I spoke it, you know, the amount of emphasis or the way my voice broke or whatever.
Yes.
You can see this could be something that has some emotional attachment
Right.
that may have to be looked at. And you're
And
trained to do that so that
yes.
you can go, okay, let me pull out of here some of the things that sound like, and then you tell me.
Yeah, and more than it's true that we're trained to do that, but more than trained to do it, it is what's important for me is to show up to those appointments in that state of presence so that I'm receiving what I need to receive to be the most help, to be the best teacher I can be, to show up to the person there without transferring any programs and conditions from me to them. I'm going to show up free and clear in that state of presence so that I can be the best teacher and guide I can be, and not pass any programs and conditions from my life onto them. Because before I was a reset it specialist, Donna, I was a sales coach and a transformational coach for solopreneurs for 15 years.
Wow.
And I went back to a transformational mastermind of women that I still run that, and I apologized to them because I became aware in the process of resetting my programs and conditions that as a coach, I had received programming from my mentors that I had then passed on to them as if it were fact, when in fact, it was just a program I had received about how we learn and how transformation works and all that sort of thing, right?
I mean, that's an
So,
interesting point to make because a lot of us are out there coaching
yeah.
people and helping people. And we hear something here, we hear something there,
Yes.
and it becomes part of our teachings. We don't know where it
Yes.
comes from, right?
I
So,
had been there, done that for
yeah.
sure. And the beauty of knowing Reset It as a coach is that you then now have a way to filter those things by testing them. Is this a program? You have a way to test that, or
Love
is it true for me? And
that.
so it's a beautiful, simple way to get at that and be really clear about what to add to your own practice with your clients and what to skip.
I never thought of it that way, but I'm very glad you brought that up. I may have to go back and do another reset it just on the things that I've brought in from all the coaching and the things and the programs that I've taken.
Yeah,
So
that's a great one to do. That's a
yeah,
great
that's
one.
amazing. You guys are probably like, where can I get this? Because that's what I was like when I heard this. How quick can I get on your calendar to
Yeah.
do this? Tell our listeners where they can find you. I promise you guys, this is the best money I ever spent on any program that I've done. And I have spent so much more money on things that weren't even kind of close to making the impact. And I'm sure it's not something that I'm going to see overnight, but I can already see it's starting to unfold. Like it's going to be one of those things that stays and you start to see because you just don't carry all that baggage. So tell us
Yeah.
where we can find you and the best way to do this, Lynn.
Yeah, thank you for that. So chat with WITH Lynn.com. Chatwithlynn.com. And from that page, you can access our whole website where there's a blog and there's a podcast and there's just a ton of information. But chatwithlynn.com has a option where you can have a 30-minute free chat with me to see if it's something you want to do or not. You don't have to just book it. The two sessions that Donna has referred to is what we call basic training, and you'll see that basic training is $340 for the two 90-minute sessions.
Amazing.
And then we also have just recently launched a membership that allows people to stay connected and do that integration work after the two sessions. Because a lot of times people find they get a lot done in those two sections. It's experiential learning. So you learn it by doing it. And so you get past a bunch of stuff. But then once you're tuned into it, you start to realize all the other stuff. And so having some ongoing support and keeping it top of mind, helping you know how to integrate it, how to think about it, all that stuff can be really helpful. So we've created a membership community. The other cool thing we're putting in the membership community as a networker, you'll love this, is a way for our people who have done Reset It, who are walking around in their state of presence in the world, to network with each other. Because what we have found in Reset It is we're happiest when we do business with people who have done the process. So most of our vendors as a company are people who have done at least the basic training and have begun to integrate it in their lives, because it's hard to hire somebody for, say, social media marketing or bookkeeping or anything like that who doesn't get what we're about, right? It occurred to us that all of those people might like to network with each other. So that's going to be part of our new membership that we're launching. It is really affordable, and it's part of our mission to keep what we offer accessible and affordable, because selfishly, we know that we're all better off the more people who get out of the process of thinking and reacting to life through their programs and conditions.
I love that. Amazing. You guys go check it out. You will be so happy that you did for sure. Amazing, Lynn. Thank you so much
Thank
for being
you.
here. And thank you for your work out there doing
Yes.
it, like helping people and really getting to the bottom of it finally. So I love all
Yeah. The other thing I'll tell you, Donna, is the other new project of mine is this Bridge Collective. And it too is, it's all about this connection, which is one of my top values. That's why we created this, because we looked around and we saw we have the Wise Women Collective, and all of us are probably members of different chambers or online networking groups or whatever. But where's the place where I can bridge, where I can bring Donna together with somebody who needs Donna that's from a whole different part of my network? Where is that happening? And so that's what we're creating there. We're pretty excited about that. If you want to check it out, it's at joinbridgecollective.com.
Amazing. Excellent. Thank you so much for being here. I hope you guys got a lot of great insights and run to Lynn's page and get booked. That's just my opinion as someone who's experienced it. Thank you so much, Lynn, for being here. And until next time, I will see you then.